Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases and professor emeritus of virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, are you with me?
I am indeed. Good afternoon, Simon.
Ah, that was a bit like being at a poker table and just playing on black, and awesome, it came through. Prof, that's great and clear, and we're all good to go. What I wanted to ask you about today, the word on everybody's lips on every news source worldwide is dexamethasone.
Dexamethasone, Simon.
Talk to us about this miracle drug.
Yeah, Simon, at last I've got a feel-good story for you. I was worried you might fire me because I'm always doom and gloom, but this is a feel-good one. You know, we're 6 months into the pandemic, and this is now our first significant breakthrough. And it is a significant breakthrough. It's been shown there's a drug, dexamethasone, which can significantly reduce mortality in hospitalized patients. So they've just recently announced the breakthrough. The results of a randomized controlled trial. I actually spoke about earlier this morning on my show at 10 o'clock. I spoke to an intensivist by the name of Dr. Richard Shoup, working in London. He was involved in the trial. So given the results of the trial, it's a randomized controlled trial, which really is the Rolls-Royce of trying to evaluate whether a drug really works or not. That over 2,000 patients treated and over 4,000 patients as controls. And what they found was that they were able to reduce the mortality in hospitalized patients. Those who are on ventilators, they reduced deaths by one third. Patients who received oxygen only by one fifth. So these are significant results, very significant results. I think what's really also very important is that this drug, dexamethasone, is not a new drug. It's a drug which has been used for a long time. It's one of the steroids, one of the corticosteroid drugs. And it's relatively cheap. In fact, for less than 1,000 rand, you can treat 8 patients and save a life. Also, the side effects at the dosage that were used is relatively low. So really, this is really very great news. It took 6 months, really, for our first significant breakthrough. I must put a bit of perspective on it. This is used in hospitalized patients. Patients to reduce mortality, those who are on oxygen and those who require ventilation. It doesn't have much benefit for patients who've got mild illness. Not that one really needs a therapeutic breakthrough for mild illness, but it won't have much effect in mild illness. And it's also not for prevention. You don't take this drug to prevent getting infected. But in the hospital situation, it really has been quite a significant and a very, very pleasant surprise at last in the COVID epidemic.
It must have very good to hear some nice news at long last and very effective. Prof, those were significant figures you were talking about in terms of reducing mortality rates. What I'm interested in is how did they even get to trial this particular drug that's used for something completely different? Or is that what's going on in the world right now? Is they just trying everything on everyone to see what will have an effect?
No. This was really worked out because I might have said in a previous thing, one of the major complications of COVID, which in fact is what really causes severe disease and death in many patients, is the immune response, the patient's immune response to the virus. And it causes what you call a cytokine storm. So it's a release of these proteins in the body, and that causes much of the disease. Now, what the steroids do is that they dampen down that immune response. So in other words, they dampen down the cytokine storm. They treat the cytokine storm. And that's the way that it was actually thought to, you know, when they kind of planned the trial. That was the motivation behind, you know, using steroids, and dexamethasone was a very readily available one. It is widely available in this country as well, relatively cheap and relatively low side effects.
Interesting. Prof, we're kind of out of time, but I have a question that maybe you can respond to tomorrow, because there won't be time today. But one of our listeners has asked, how come there aren't millions of deaths in Africa, Pakistan, etc.? Are we being lied to? So legitimate question. Maybe we can talk about that tomorrow.
No, sure. We'll do. Okay, Simon. Speak to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Prof.